For the boys, Coach, before we talk about tonight's game, a difficult end of the season last week with three games, North Harrison on the road, Mercer, and then Albany. We talked about North Harrison last week. You struggled keeping the ball out of the rim against them, but Mercer and Albany got you, too, on your home floor. It looked like the defense was a little bit better, but just a couple of long nights for the boys. Again, some really good competition last week.
Yeah, we did. We had some really good competition. You know, Mercer, they're no slouch. There's a reason they put up 18 wins on the season this far. They've got a lot of good athletes. They move the ball well. Their athletes move without the ball really well. They're very strong. They're not afraid to play physical when they need to, especially around the bucket. And so they do a good job of putting a bunch of points on the board, and their defense is really good as well. They don't give you very many easy looks, and they put you in some bad spots where they can capitalize on some transition points. And so, you know, Coach White's definitely got a good ball club there, and they're going to probably make a lot of noise here at districts. And then we've got a really good district tournament going on for our boys' side. And then we finished out the season against Albany, and it was one of those games where I just felt like our boys didn't quite play to their potential. I didn't quite feel like we had the intensity that we needed to match Albany. Albany was able to come out right away and establish their post play and just kind of eat us up inside real well. And so I just felt like our defense just wasn't up to par that night, and Albany definitely took advantage of that.
I've been here for 18 years and so too, and I think, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to make sure I don't forget any of the teams that I remember over the last 18 years up at Princeton, but I don't think I'm missing one that had this sort of record. That this, to me, is the best Princeton boys team I've seen at least in 18 years. And unfortunately, you got to deal with them tonight. And if Princeton's rolling well, they're just tough to deal with.
Yeah, there's a reason they won our tournament here at Gilman City earlier in, this year. They're a very good ball club. They've got some great-looking athletes. They've got plenty of size. They got plenty of speed and quickness, and they play a good physical game too. And so they bring a lot of things to the table that makes it hard to be challenging with them. We're definitely undersized against them, so we're going to have to try and use a little bit of quickness to try and hang around for a while and see if we can give them some headaches. And so, you know, we know we've got a huge challenge, but again, I like I was telling the boys at practice last night, just we have to focus on the things we want to do well and not worry so much about what the other team's trying to do, except to the fact that we need to focus on our keys.
So, yeah. With the boys and the girls programs, Coach, it seems to me that there's a lot of similarities with the programs that you coached up this year, and that, you know, both are pretty young. You're going to bring back a lot more next year than you're losing to graduation. Now with the girls, we had the discussion of there's an eighth grade group that's going to be freshmen next year that could be a difference maker for this girls program. Is there in the junior high right now, is there some pretty good talent coming for the boys that's going to add to the mix you already have?
Yeah, I think there is. There's some good pieces to add to our team next year. We're just not going to have a lot of numbers, but I do expect, you know, maybe four or five guys to join us again next year, and so that'll be nice. And you know, we're only going to be losing two seniors. We had Christian Malott from North Davies; he's graduating this year, and we had Jeremiah Newton from our team this year at Gilman that graduated as well, or is going to graduate. And so. But we're going to bring back a lot of the guys that saw a ton of minutes this year, and so that's going to be a huge key, bringing that core back and just building on it and adding to it, so to speak.
What's going to be the biggest thing from an X's and O's or just a skill level that you would like to see your team do? And granted, it doesn't happen overnight, but you can get a lot done in the summer. Is it ball handling? Is it decision making? Is it shooting? Is it just a little bit everything that you'd like to see by the time you get the guys back next November, Coach?
Well, it is a little bit of everything. We're definitely going to put a lot of focus in on our decision-making and our defensive side of the ball, I think. With the group we got, they're all eager to score, and that's great. We're going to have to work on our offensive execution as a team and get better at overall. But I think if we can make our defensive decisions better and our intensity on defense a lot better, I think that'll be a huge help to us next year. You know, being able to slow down some teams and maybe slow down some scores from the other team, And that'll be a huge help, really will for us.
Sometimes it's just about, you look at who's in the conference, and Mercer's graduating some good pieces, and Winston's graduating some good pieces. And, you know, I don't have a Grundy roster in front of you. I think they have a couple of seniors that are pretty good they're going to graduate too. I know you graduate a couple, but with what you have coming back, you're kind of, you know, you're moving in a good direction where other people are going to be maybe not sliding back per se, because a lot of these programs reload. But you do kind of look at that and say, okay, you know, we're bringing back a lot more than some of the other HDC teams are, and you hope that works to your benefit over here over the next 12 months.
Absolutely. You know, like I mentioned, we're going to bring back the bulk of our playing minutes is coming back again next year, and they're on the young side. We started a junior, a sophomore, and three freshmen. So we look to build on that, and I think in the next year or two, we'll definitely see it start to come through where we're playing at a bigger level. You know, our kids will maybe start filling out their body frames, and their decision making will get better, and you know, their skill sets will become more intense and stronger, and so those things will help us in the next couple of years.
And I know with the young team too, and you know, sometimes it doesn't show with wins on the scoreboard per se, but there are moments that you kind of see a kid that they kind of get it a little bit more, you know, over the course of maybe 2 to 3 games, and maybe they had, you know, two to three games prior. And I know, even, you know, without getting a lot of the wins that you wanted this year, Coach, seeing, you know, individual improvement has to be something that's very gratifying.
Yes, it is. You know, we've got two or three guys that I think are going to be special players for us, and just to see them start kind of getting those ideas brewing in their head as they're playing, and they learn more about their teammates as they play together, and just kind of see those relationships build and get better. And so that's going to be great, and we're looking forward to it in the next couple of years.
Yeah, sometimes it's just about patience and just waiting for guys to kind of, you know, build in their body a little bit, so to speak. With Princeton tonight, Coach, if we just talk X's and O's, you know, I think folks that know the Tigers know that, you know, the best player for Princeton is Preston Thomas, and they got a lot of guys who can shoot the rock and get hot and kind of streaky around him. In trying to slow down Princeton, do you throw, you know, body after body after body after Preston? Do you play him straight up? What's kind of the strategy you have for that tonight?
Well, we're gonna have to do a good job of trying to keep him out of the paint. You know, if they're gonna hit some shots from the perimeter, and that's gonna make him tough. And then, you know, we'll just have to do our best to try and block out those bigger bodies. It's not going to be an easy job, but I think, you know, we're going to stick to some, you know, basic sets and work as hard as we can to understand the intensity that we're going to have to play with.
Princeton-Gilman City is a late game tonight. It's 8:15 from up at North Harrison. Winner goes to the Ketchum Center to play either Winston or North Harrison on Thursday night at 6:45. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
All right. Thank you, Tom.